My name is Damon Thomas, and I'd like to welcome you to There Is a Life After Life. Poetry and prose on the radio. Good words to start the week. Let's begin with Nick Dunkenstein, Hey. Laura Hoffman Kelly, Pawn Shop Mama. Francesca Leder, Apology to a Bird. And Tom Miller, The Eyes of Truth.
This piece is titled, Hey. All I never wished for. Reality. Finding I am blood rather than magic. Scooping dirt from my nails, a face tinted by freckles and spots. I've lived more than once, and once was more than asked. No longer can I be lifted by light, weighted down by stains. One word, hey, sits alone, hooked by nothing more than, I am here, but which one of you is here? The one to clean the stains, or the one to add more?
Pawn Shop Mama. The bloodshot man at the value pawn said it was genuine as he fingered the dainty band of white gold, my old metal cherry. Its stone, a mystic topaz that winked at me in sparkling Morse code beneath the buzz of lifeless fluorescence. It was the ring that the man with the Roman nose forced over my obstinate pink knuckle all those years ago. I hawked it last Wednesday so that I could buy a carton of milk for another man's babies.
Apology to a Bird. I'm sorry, hatchling, cheeping up at me from the rain-damped path. I'm not the kind of woman to nurse a fallen chick with an eyedropper. To my credit, I do trouble myself to catch you, chasing your frantic, unfledged hop until you tire, to gather you gently, as if you still wore an eggshell's fragile swaddle, to re-nest you in laurel bush branches, where you'll be safe, at least from the next fox, if not from the fox after that. Because I'm selfish, I leave you this way, and make it all about me, this spuriously tender death postponement, revisiting past selves, millions of microscopic, momentary me's shed like skin cells. I've been the kind of woman to break a jar in the store and walk away, the kind to poach another's entree from the work fridge. Such transient, uncomely selves linger with the life outlasting span of bad photos. I've also been the kind to step in and translate for an elderly couple at an impasse with the pharmacist, to drive 20 miles to repatriate a driver license plucked from a gas station bathroom floor. These finer selves left brighter, nobler traces, quite unkin to the one that abandons you, hatchling, to your fate. Could be that suckling three infants drained my compassion for helpless things, or that I'm not my best today, just tired, or worse, inspired. I'm afraid that's it, little bird. I'm the kind of woman who, on finding a tumbled chick, moans and coos as if she cares, when really, in her ruthless, artful brain, she's thinking already of how she will bake you feathers, feet, and all your doomed sweet into the pie of a poem.
It wasn't real. Those moments we shared, your version, my version, it wasn't real. I felt love, you felt nothing. The truth in the middle is like a pair of eyes, watching from a distance, taking notes for a poem that might finally explain it all. There is no truth. Everything is a lie, including the truth that everything is a lie. What to believe when you think it's love? Believe nothing. Get what you can. You'll both be underground anyway, soon. But those eyes will still be watching. writing notes from a dream that may or may not be real.
Let's keep things going. Daisy Mayfield, Spectacles, Maxwell, whatever this is. Courtenay, Chimbre Grey, Where Flowers Give Birth to Snow. And Jessica Q. Stark, Buffalo Girl.
Spectacles. You see me through rose-colored glasses. Rosy spectacles that only let the light in from my soul. The lighter side that sparkles and shimmers. You don't see the shadows or the smoke. The other dimension where the soul remains murky and dark. Are your lenses cloudy and smudge? How could you only see half of me? Maybe they are bifocals, or each dimension is seen separately, but together make up my whole being. You focus on the near side of love and light, but farther away, you see the side better left alone.
This poem is titled, Whatever This Is. Is the moon male or female? Whispers girl. Distracted by shiny rock, sunlight mirror, which shows any face you want to see in it. Not asking if the moon is masking as parent, or lover, or dancer, or spouse, or devoted to sun, or to earth, or to moon itself. You come to me, a poet, asking what the moon is. How audacious of you not to listen when I answer, pointing you to the observable and knowable truth of the shadows of draping flowing Spanish moss hair, silver and dark, of the stampede of leaves dead, fallen, scurrying, unseen yet still heard, of the ground beneath your feet, soft in some spots, muddy in others, and of that terribly, terribly, terribly incessant buzzing of cicada mating cries, overloading the void of an otherwise peaceful night. Don't ask me what the moon is if you're not yet ready to listen to the quiet dark night around it, lest you find yourself satisfied by some platitude.
Where flowers give birth to snow. To the calling smudge I wake, a pearl between lumps of cotton. I bunch myself as a spider would, brooding I eat my bowl of bad news. Time moves like phases of the moon, peeling walls from coarse plinths. Above me the kites want for their shriek of meat, split from the bone. Like poets bartering for the blood of an index. But I am a landscape that knows no such frenzy. The kites play scrabble with my organs, saving the heart for one final blow. I am dragged back into catatonia, eyes bouncing, marbles of worlds. Am I now an offer, a numbered lottery ball? Do I roll with the dreamers, with the ship of riches? On my back I lack contrition, the unforgiving light goring the shadow.
They have me now, at the root, full of holes. I am to protect the winter of their lives, where flowers give birth to snow.
Buffalo girl, for Chu Thi Trin and my mother. History makes little bundles out of the unthinkable. Young boys carve 3-foot breasts to keep your story otherworldly and ridiculous. A crisp blade slips from view. We stand at the Albertsons customer service and I hold my breath as you ready a well-worn trap. Discount oversight. Grave mistake. A set of eyes exhaust and I almost feel for our opposing force who does not know the survival of ants under glass. Long after your death, you haunted soldiers' dreams. The Chinese commander that slayed you built fallacies to try to keep you still. Poor men and their fantasies of time and blood that move only during the duration of war. Victory painted the parking lot lucky red. In every windshield, I swear I saw the glint of slow storm in your eyes. History books are forever missing the details of unfathomable loss, providing discounts on overstocked goods. You are my mother, minor warrior, who has never needed saving, who has never needed memory to make a home, a good home, alone in the woods.
With cheap beer as an identity, you end up thirsty and miserable. Here, on There's a Life After Life. My family was brought to financial ruin by an alcoholic stepfather. A clandestine personal loan was taken to pay his bar tab at the I Ain't Here Saloon off US 19. When no payments were made on the loan, it led to the foreclosure of our home. Modest family heirlooms and yellowed photos were hurriedly transferred to a rented storage unit. The rent on the storage unit was never paid. A cast of quirky characters with highly contrived storage war-style interactions did not arrive to bid on our Fanning Springs, Florida unit. Our contents were simply tossed out with no notice. Only a few photos were salvaged by a family acquaintance who stopped to dig through the garbage on the way to Suwannee River Moose Lodge, number 325. As I was in high school, a new English teacher nominated another student for a Dreamers and Doers Award. This earned her a trip to Disney World and a photo in the weekly Dixie County Advocate. Since New York Giants quarterback Phil Simms had only recently exclaimed, "I'm going to Disney World," this part of the award was impressive. You could get a photo in the Dixie County Advocate by pretty much taking any fish you caught by the newspaper office, though. Shortly after the nomination, I overheard teachers heatedly discussing the selection process. The rationale of, "She wrote such sad things about her alcoholic stepfather," earned the retort, "This criteria would earn most students a trip to Disney." My experience here was not unique. Many in the area could relate to a St. Vitus Born Too Late tape I found at a yard sale. I'm in the palm of habit's hand. I can't escape the curse. Alcohol knows it's going to win. My stepfather would eventually drink himself to death after inheriting $2,000 from his mother. Only a lack of funds had been keeping him alive. During my fourth grade year, the National Park Service announced an essay contest about the importance of parks. I was inspired by some now-forgotten prize to begin writing with this contest. It seemed progress was being made as I declared that parks are like old photos, only to be asked to clarify how exactly are parks like old photos. This question created a case of writer's block that extended through the essay contest deadline. Lewis Carroll was content with leaving us with, "Why is a raven like a writing desk?" But I kept working on my answer. How are parks like old photos? You'll know when they're gone. And now, we close out the show with Andy Rojas, Season of the Dead, Liz Robbins, Dear Darkness, and Carmen Calatayud, Sweat for Venus.
Season of the Dead, 1 Virgilian Fortunes, from the Aeneid. Weeping, I left my native coast, my harbor, the skull-bare plain where once stood Troy. Deep into exile I was thrust, I, my companions, my son, my household gods, the gods of all my people, destiny's refuse, flotsam all in waves we sowed with friends. And every day was hardship at our elbow, each narrow ship an agony, each groan of wind and rigging a new curse, until at last we threw our bodies to dry earth. The only crop we had that year was death. 2. Bay of Slaughter, St. Augustine, Florida. To faith, the world leaves little room. That moon, without a need for proof, beyond two moonlit eyes fixing it there. This empty beach, this clumsy ghost that crab without a clue that they endure. There are other signs, no doubt, but for those less wary or less sure. A steel blade cut of sea on land, a cross of embers on a dune that has known tragedy, where men have fed men into a grave, into a name that still holds sway over these waters. There is a moral here, and there's not. And we, French Huguenots, and our Castilian keepers, what else were we to make of the oracles of marsh and sky, the self-sure omen of the tides, other than the world was as it should be, which knows not what it means to let go and rise as if at sea, to be hungry so long memory is hunger. 3. For an Enemy Pilot, 1923-1945. Joystick forward, rudder right, his fall is still an upward from darkness into a brief light. Quilt of coral cloud and flak, shellburst of machinery, water stitched to a horizon by a broken thread of smoke. In walrus tusk, whale jaw, in the pages of parched books, sweetly bitter as all seaweed, in gowns dyed with lime and ash, the world has its aftermath. Crabs borrowed his ribcage. Currents eased his bones under silt and sand. The sea has no obligation to be kind. It fulfills its duties well. It carries on. It holds no memory.
Dear darkness, nothing's coming. In childhood, all the possibly gold daffodils were yet green bulbs, and we thrilled at shoots bumping up from dirt. Jane's now on meds, and the front lawn on Locust Lane, her old haunt, yellows, half dead. We girls once lay there, laughing. Lara's now a star, suspended in diamond temporal planes. We can see her only in pictures. I plant tangerine pansies, try to unearth ecstasy by digging deeply. But like salt or snow, memories can sift, freeze insides. Sookie collects her sons, drives to church, runs. She has no time. She's in luck, never mulling like us over old blue stories, grasping as they try to slip away, slow hearts leaving blood on our hands. Everything alive yearns to go, but I urge too soon. The last word, a hawk's black-eyed gaze, surveying the field. How not to track movement, but listen, recall. We girls always had two wishes, to not yield, and to.
Sweat for Venus, Tucson, Arizona. My heart sags from starry nights when I realize it takes just a sip to spark your anger. I try to boycott your bloodshot eyes. I sweat with fear on Fourth Avenue. Poke my limbs like logs on the fire after you loosen your grip. You berate me in front of a retail clerk. Argue to win, because winning is proof. I beg you to cease and desist. Out on the street, St. Vincent de Paul is collecting coins. I collect stones to mark your steps. Take wisdom from burning sage. I dreamed I stepped in front of a train, the shock of heaven for an instant, and your voice on the frequency, dry from telling lies. Settled under the covers, your skeleton grows sharp. I crawl from the wreckage without evidence of my misshapen brain. There's no energy left to empty the trash, make a cross-country call, let everyone know that no, life didn't turn out as I planned. I'm a lazy martyr, the kind the Pope can't recognize. You're the choice I can't justify. I'm filled with excuses, surrounded by survivor angels when you shove me against the wall. My 10,000 tears make the dust weep, and then Venus breaks out of the sky. She promises me her love. My bones are sewn together, and suicide races around my bed. I'm quiet enough to hear sunflowers pant from the heat. I'm too depleted to spit on you. 2 moons ago, I gave this story to the desert floor. All my mistakes are recorded, but my language stays sacred. I couldn't leave until now.
My great-grandmother died almost 20 years before I was born, hit by a train near Branford, Florida, a very Southern Gothic way to go. I grew up with her stories. Pinches of snuff filled her mouth. Pinches left bruises on your arm. She was a witch. The black snakes crawled as she whistled. There were nail-covered photos on the side of her barn, songs to the cypress trees. Her daughter shared these things, all told with affection, enthusiasm, awe. There is a life after life for those who are a good story. I'd like to thank you all for joining me here today with good words to start the week. If you'd like to hear your own poetry, prose, spoken word here, get in touch at ruralgloom.com. That's ruralgloom.com. If you'd like to support poetry, spoken word, story here on WGOT, just head to wgot.org and donate. Thank you.